morning to everyone. If you can hear my voice today, you're blessed. I can hear my voice. God has awakened us today. Another brand new day on planet Earth. How wonderful is that? Well, I trust that you're feeling great today, that you're looking forward to a wonderful day on this day. This is Wednesday, July 17th, in the year of our Lord, 2013. And you're dialed in to Maximum Radio, and you're on the program Global Time with Jesus Christ. Today, our theme is, He is the Ark in a world still filled with sin. I'm Aubrey Gregory, and I have this wonderful, enjoyable privilege of being your prayer partner for the next 30 minutes. And I just want to say welcome to all our prayer partners and friends across the earth. Thank you for tuning in, and may God bless you as we come together before His throne. Well, we thank you for your faithfulness, and today we want to continue our prayer focus. I usually try to get the mind of the Spirit of God concerning exactly what we should pray about and for, what we should intercede and be in the gap for during our time together. I believe we are always on track because the important ingredients are present, and that is the sacrifice that you are making to come before the Lord at the beginning of your day. That's the sacrifice and that the Lord honors and receives and accepts. And then there is humility in that. That's an important ingredient because to come before the Lord as a matter of the beginning of one's day says that one is humbling oneself before Almighty God. So today, I want you to consider any prayer requests that you have. Consider offering it on our broadcast that we may agree with you. There is such a thing as the power of agreement. The Word of God tells us that if two would agree on earth as touching anything, it shall be done. And in heaven, there is the power of agreement. You have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that Trinity is working together in agreement. Therefore, the kingdom of God is advancing not just in heaven, but in the earth because of the power of agreement. God does nothing but by prayer, and He does nothing without prayer. So we're following a heavenly and divine pattern, so we can be assured as we do that, the results are coming forth. So consider offering a praise report of what God has done, what He's doing, and also a prayer request. Guess what? It's free. Doesn't cost you anything. Just invest your faith. Well, today we're continuing to pray for the Islamic Muslim nations around the world. You know, the scripture tells us to pray for all men everywhere. And God loves every single person and every single nation. What He does not love and hates is sin. But God doesn't hate people. He gave His Son His very best in sacrifice for every single person. So the Muslim nations are celebrating the ninth month on the Islamic calendar, which is called Ramadan. And that is ongoing right now. This is approximately the ninth day. And we're going to pray for Syria. Each day we are praying for one of the nations that we happen to know that are Muslim. And the nations that we're praying for belong to the League of Islamic or Arab Nations, as they call themselves. And there's about 20-something of them. And so we are praying for each one every day. So today we are praying for Syria. Now, Syria does really need it mightily. There's a civil war going on presently in Syria. And the children, let's focus on the children. The children, their lives are disrupted. They're not able to attend school. They're being killed randomly with the violence that is going on, coming from both sides of the civil war that is ongoing right now. It doesn't dominate the news anymore as it was within the last month and a half or so before that. Now other things are done, but it's still going on. That nation, the nation of Syria, has a population of 6.5 million people approximately. And 90% of them are Muslim and 10% are Christians. So just the fact that we have Christians among the Muslims is good enough reason just there for us to be praying for them, because they're caught up in the midst of the war as well. Now, Psalm 10, chapter 10 and verse 17 and 18 says, Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear, to judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth, and this is referring to the Antichrist himself, may no more oppress. Then Matthew 4:24 says, and his fame, this is the report of Jesus, meaning his fame, went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people, and he healed them. Yes, the fame of Jesus went through all of the land of Syria, and they brought people because their faith were strengthened, and they brought sick people, and those sick people were healed. So let us go to prayer. I would ask you, would you please join me in this prayer for the people of Israel, Syria, who God loves. Father, even to the people who served demon gods, you showed your great salvation, your great deliverance, your great healing, and your mercy. When Jesus walked on the earth, heaven was represented, the Father was represented, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we ask you to move again through Syria. We ask, Father, that even on today, as weapons are being used viciously, violently in that land, that your peace would come in the hearts of those that would call upon you. Give them a notion and a mind to call on you, and you will hear. You will respond, because your love has already gone forth in the death, suffering, death, and resurrection of your Son for the entire earth to purchase, to redeem, to restore. So we thank you, Lord, for your touching Israel. Show them your mercy once again. Move upon them by your mighty Spirit in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. Amen. Now, you know, Paul went into Syria many times the scripture records at least about five occasions where Paul the apostle went into Syria with the gospel. So Syria is mentioned in the scriptures. Syria features in God's plan and purposes. And that's not just for the past, but certainly for the present and the future. So you can be assured today our prayer is heard on high, because God's plan and purposes encompasses the nation of Syria. Well, once again, welcome to all of you. Our switchboard is well decorated with callers, and we praise and thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God for those that are not on with us live, but are listening to our stream around the world. We bless you on today. Now, we want to lift up some people that we have been praying for that are ill. Going back to what was said about what Jesus did in the land of Syria, that the fame of him went through there. Now, the fame of Jesus Christ is still abroad. It's still real and powerful. And he still sits on the throne at the right hand of his Father. And the right hand speaks of favor. That's the side of favor. He has favor with the Father. And healing is still available today. Now, even as we pray for those that are sick on today, please understand that God wants to bring healing to you wherever you are, or healing to your household wherever you are, if there's someone sick in your household. We need deliverance, we need healing, don't we? And so we're going to the source of healing. Now, if there's someone in your household that's sick, you can, and you have access to them right now, even as you're listening to our stream, you can, in faith, if you believe that God will heal, and you put your hand on that individual and believe God for their recovery. Now, God may do a miracle, or he may just bring healing. Here's the difference. A miracle suspends the laws of nature in a way that is clearly understood and noticeable by an observer. In other words, if there's no leg, a leg may appear. That's a suspension of the laws of nature. That's the kind of thing we're talking about. That's a miracle. And healing is much more progressive and time-based. A person may be healed over the next day, over the next week, over the next month. I spoke with someone who we prayed for in the past that had a tumor at the base of the brain. Just saw that individual just recently. In fact, it was, I think, last week. And I asked the person, what is the doctor saying? This person was very excited. The doctor said they cannot see or find any tumor. Now, that's I don't know if that's a miracle or if that's just healing. Doesn't matter. There's restoration, there's health, there's recovery. And so we thank God for that. This is the kind of power that our God has, because he is the God that can create something out of nothing. So right now we're going to join in prayer. I would ask you to join me. Let's focus our hearts. We know of some people that are ill right now that are involved in being treated and looking for healing and recovery. And a name comes to mind is Etta Bullock. We know that she is doing well, and she's embracing her treatments, and we're believing God for her complete recovery in that regard. Then there's Aaron Moore. He's also embracing his treatments, and he is looking for recovery from the effects of his treatments and all of those things, and he's believing God. And there are many others that we could think of. We know that there's someone that's part of our church family who their brother is, I don't know what his status is. I spoke with that individual just about 2 days ago or so. And the doctors had surrendered and given up and said that they expect him to die any moment. Let's pray for that family and what they're facing and going through. And for that person, I don't know the person's name, but we'll pray for Nancy's family and for herself and for all of them, for the brother. Father, we do thank you that we have a resource. In fact, you are the source, and we can come to you boldly, knowing that the healing that you possess, it's for us. And Father, we receive it right now, all around the world, right now. Healing for those that are hearing our voice right now. Even as faith arises in our hearts, because we're focused on you. And we know that there's no other place for us to turn that we can turn. We pray right now that those that are under treatment, under therapy, right now, that you would touch the doctors, touch the nurses, the technicians, everyone that has to do with their case. As your divine healing virtue flows through them directly to the patients that we mentioned, bringing them comfort in spirit, soul, and body in the name of Jesus. And Father, in those cases of cancer, for those that are listening right now, it may be present in their family, in their households. We speak divine, supernatural life to the rebellious cells of the blood and of the body right now. In Jesus' name, we speak healing and wellness, recovery, restoration, and divine supernatural order for health and healing in the name of Jesus. We believe that you not only performed miracles in the past, but you're still a miracle working God. You're the God that heals us. And we believe it right now. We speak divine healing for every single person that is claiming that even now, in the name of Jesus. The blood prevails. Just like in the olden days, the blood still prevails. Now believe that, friend. Claim that. Because there are some places that we are being heard where medical attention is scarce and the technology is not where some of us enjoy. And they have no choice but to believe for divine healing. And so, Father, strengthen their faith even now in the name of Jesus. Well, God bless you, and thank you for joining and agreeing with us on this day. Disclaim that healing. There's no magic. It's what God promises in his word. By his stripes, Isaiah 53, we are healed. By his stripes, we are healed. So we thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering our prayer. Once again, if you have a prayer request, feel free to give ear to it. There is power in the tongue. Life and death is in the tongue. So don't be afraid to voice that thing. Even now as we speak. Now, we're praying great things. And our theme song, and talking about our music, I want to share with you what I think is a wonderful thing. My heart is joyed with it, because in putting together our program, which is called Global Time with Jesus Christ, we had never done that before. And so it was kind of new for us, and there's still a steep learning curve in terms of this program and carrying it on every day. However, I was definitely needing God's help, and he was faithful. And I knew that we needed to have what is called an intro in terms of the music, an intro to the program. And as all of you know already, those of you who have been with us ever since we began, know that our intro is a standard song called Come, Now is the Time to Worship. And I remember when that came upon me, I just knew that was the Lord. And it has grown on me even more than it ever was, and I'm sure it has on you too. I mean, it just sticks. It's just there. And sometimes we use it as what is called the outro as well. And there's at least one other song that we use, Power and Majesty to Our King. This is about our King. Everything is about him. But anyway, here's the point. I've noticed that some of you, and it's so cute, are enjoying the music, but after we sign off, you're still listening. You're still listening to the music and worshiping, particularly on the song, Now is the Time to Worship. It's come. Now is the time to worship. One day, everyone will say, he is God. One day, every knee shall bow. That is powerful stuff. And so it sticks with you and it sticks with me. All day yesterday, that song was in my spirit, like background music. So I just wanted to share that with you to let you know that I'm enjoying the fact that you're enjoying the music. So feel free to enjoy it. That's why we let it run way after our sign-off time. Okay, let us go to prayer again, and we want to be unselfish, and we want to pray for the lost. Now, we're praying great things, and some of the great things that we're praying, we may never see the results in our lifetime, but we know that we're doing the right thing. So we want to pray, offer a prayer to the Lord for the lost, because Jesus Christ himself is interceding at the right hand of the Father for the redeemed as well as the lost. The Father told him to ask of me, and I will give you the nations and the utmost parts of the earth for a possession. And that's Psalm chapter 2. So let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we come to you even now, in the name of our Lord, King, our Savior, Jesus Christ. We pray for the lost of the world this day, and that every man and every woman and child, from here to the farthest corners of the earth, would be saved. Even as we intercede, we use our faith, believing that thousands this day have the opportunity to make Jesus Christ their Lord. Therefore, we ask you, Lord of the harvest, to trust in perfect laborers who will reap these lives this day by sharing the good news of the gospel in a special way so that they will listen and understand it, that it will touch their hearts. Father, we even now remember the Wycliffe translators who you sent into remote places to translate the language of the people, the indigenous people, into an understandable gospel, that they can understand it so that they can be saved. Bless all those Wycliffe workers and missionaries right now. Bless all the other missionaries with power to stand against every resistance, stand against the adversary's plots and strategies. Strengthen them. Meet every need that they have right now in the name of Jesus, miraculously, so that they will know that you are still God, still on the throne. And all the people said, amen.
Amen.
And amen. Amen. Praise amen. God. We have just approximately a minute and a half or less. And I want to have us leave today with some affirmations on our heart. The Word of God says, and Jesus said this, I say to you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. And there is power, there is death and life are in the power of the tongue. Also, for the tongue can kill or nourish life. All of those are from Proverbs 21. Here's an affirmation. I recognize by faith that God is worthy of all honor, praise, and worship as the creator and sustainer and end of all things. As my creator, I confess that God made me for himself. In this day, I therefore choose to live for him according to Revelation 5:9. Well, let's make every moment of this day a day of living for him. To him be the praise, the honor, and glory forever and ever. Enjoy your walk with him today. God bless you richly.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.